Hey Flaunt Squad, this is a special treat we have today. I am getting ready to do a Reiki session for runners, and it's a long distance Reiki session. I've never had Reiki before, but today's guest is way in the UK and I'm in the Chicago area in the United States. So we're going to do this long distance Reiki session. Again, I've never had Reiki before. I haven't had in-person Reiki before. It's in the morning in the Chicagoland area. I got up really, really, really early this morning and I went for a run. And I'm a little bit sleepy. And I got home and there are no more bananas. So there goes my after workout, after training smoothie. But I am going to do this Reiki session and I am going to tell you how it went. And I'm a little bit nervous because I don't know what's going to happen. Our guest is saying that I need to be in a very quiet place and it's going to be about 30 minutes. What's going to happen? I mean, she's not even going to be near me. What are we getting ready to do? Whatever it is, I'll let you know in just a few minutes because I'm going to record right after I do the session. And then we're going to go into our interview. So keep your fingers crossed. I am going to be 100% truthful with you, and I am going to let you know how it went. Okay, Flaunt Squad. I am a skeptic. I was really a skeptic when it came to Reiki. I don't have much of an understanding of Reiki. But I'll tell you this. I just finished my session, and it's pretty weird because I was laying there in my bed for about 30 minutes in the United States while Jackie was in the UK doing my Reiki session. And I felt a few things in different parts of my body and I kept questioning, is this real? Am I just making this up? What is going on? Prior to the session, I told her, well, she asked me, did I have any issues with my body? And I did say that I have a knot like right below my neck that swells up sometimes if I eat something that I can't digest. Well, I didn't say digest. If I eat a wrong food or something, I didn't say digest. And so I'm laying there during my Reiki session. After our conversation, we hung up and she's doing the Reiki session while she's in the UK and I'm in the United States. And I started feeling, I don't know, a tingling in my back. And I'm questioning what is going on with my back because I don't have any back issues. I did have a back issue. I was in an accident a couple of years ago, but since I started really, really concentrating on my training, I haven't had any back pain. So what was going on with my back? And then I started feeling stuff in my right knee. I don't have any problems in my right knee. And then I started feeling something in my left ankle. And I don't have problems usually in my left ankle. I had a problem with my right ankle because I fell off a curb while running when I lived in Venezuela about, I don't know, almost 10 years ago. Wow, it's been 10 years. So I haven't had any troubles with that. And so after my 30 minutes was up, I called Jackie. And unfortunately, I called a few minutes before our 30 minute session was up. So I called about 27 minutes into it. And she asked me how I felt. And I told her the different pains or the different feelings I was feeling in the different parts. And then she said, well, did you feel anything in your lower neck? And I actually did. I felt a little bit of pressure. And we just got off the phone a few minutes ago, and I still feel a little bit of pressure in that part of my neck. So I did. And then she said, did you feel something in your stomach? And I said, I did feel something in my stomach. I did. I mean, I felt something in my stomach. And she said during the Reiki session, she felt that there was something going on with my stomach. And folks, again, I am the biggest skeptic ever, I think. But when she said this, it made me think of that the digestion issues I've been having over the last few years. It's gotten a lot better over the last few months because of my training and changing the foods that I eat. She said something was going on with my stomach, and somebody had already told me, a chiropractor had already told me that the swelling at the base of my neck could be due to my digestion issues. So I don't understand Reiki, but we're getting, I don't know. I felt like, and I don't want to disrespect anybody's religion, but I felt like a voodoo doll. If you are a voodoo, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to disrespect your religion, but that is, I can't really describe how I felt in any other sort of way. That's how I felt, because how else will I feel if somebody is way in England and I am in the United States and she's doing this treatment on me and I'm feeling what she's doing. Oh, and then folks, this is the kicker, because all while we're talking and she mentioned the digestion issues, I was still skeptical. But then she said, while I was doing the treatment, I felt something in your left arm. That's when I said, okay, this is getting weird. Because this morning when I got out of the car to start my run, my left arm and my left shoulder, I had these a sharp pain in my left arm and shoulder. But I started running and it went away. How would she know this? What is this thing called Reiki? What is this thing? Let's find out. We're going to be talking right now. I want you to listen in to this conversation. This is so interesting. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Oh, thank you, Aisha. Looking forward to our chat.
Yeah, me too. Speaking of which, on an average day, how many clients do you have with your Reiki?
Not that many. Probably right now it's probably just one a day.
Okay.
Increasing that. I would like to do much more Reiki.
Does it take a lot out of you? I hear massage therapists say that about their practices. Sometimes it can take stuff out of them when they give people treatments.
Actually, Reiki works a bit different from that. Because when I give Reiki, I'm also receiving Reiki. So I don't feel tired afterwards. It's actually very nice, because it's like I'm receiving healing energy as well. So it's rejuvenating, actually. So it's not tiring. If I'm on my feet a long time, that part, the physical part of it, is tiring. But actually giving Reiki is not tiring at all. So if I'm sitting down, it isn't tired at all. It's just if it's a standing position and the positions are a bit awkward, then it could get a little physically tired. But giving Reiki doesn't take anything from me at all.
So this is a part of your own self-care too, giving other people Reiki.
Yes. It's actually part of when you become a Reiki practitioner, it's standard practice to give yourself Reiki as well. So you give other people Reiki, but you also receive it, but you also give yourself self-treatments, and it helps strengthen your connection to Reiki, and of course helps us feel healthier as well.
What are you doing while you're giving people Reiki?
When I'm giving Reiki, I feel the energy in my hands. So I try to focus on feeling that sensation, feeling the connection to the person. And sometimes it's like a meditation, I guess. It's sort of a meditative trance, I guess you could say, because you just sort of focus on that. And sometimes the time just passes really quickly and you're not really aware of it. So just try to stay really present with the experience and what I'm feeling from the other person and feeling their energies and where they most need healing.
During my session, you told me that I needed to be in a nice, quiet room. You have to be in a nice, quiet room as well?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I don't like to be disturbed because I like to focus on what I'm doing as well.
How do we know if it's working, Jackie? If we're feeling absolutely nothing, how do we know it's working?
Well, generally, most people do feel something, and we'll go back to that. But if you feel nothing, it doesn't mean that Reiki is not working. You could just notice changes in yourself later, or the benefits could appear yourself. You could notice like there's something physically that was hurting so much is not hurting anymore. You could be feeling low energy and now you don't feel, you feel better, you feel more energized, or just little things like that you would notice something.
For those of us who had, well, I had never really experienced Reiki, but though for those who have never experienced Reiki, what should they expect from a Reiki treatment?
During the treatment, many people feel like a tingling sensation. They feel heat in certain areas. Some people feel a floating sensation. Some people see things, like they see images of something. But everyone generally feels very relaxed and peaceful after a session. That's one of the most popular things. But that is what most, the experience varies from person to person and even from session to session. But those are the typical things that are experienced during a session.
How can someone who is very analytical really experience it fully if they are not sensitive to the movements in Reiki?
You can't really control how you receive Reiki. Reiki is energy goes to where it's needed most in that person. And if that person is, like you say, very analytical, and they're not very in tune with sensations, and they may not feel anything during a session, but it doesn't mean that they're not receiving healing. Like they can't control what they're experiencing. It just is what it is. But like I said before, they will probably experience a healing effect afterwards. If they didn't experience anything during the session, they probably experienced something afterwards that, something is healing faster, or some of the other examples I gave where, they feel better about a situation, or they feel more energy, or they feel more balanced and happy, that sort of thing.
After reading your website and talking to you, I kind of relate Reiki to acupuncture. Is there some sort of similarity about, with the movement of energy? Is there some sort of similarity between Reiki and acupuncture?
The chakras, we focus on the chakras in a way similar to acupuncture, but the big difference with Reiki is that there's no physical contact needed, as because we did our session by distance. So there isn't a physical aspect needed, whereas with acupuncture, there's actually needles used, and there has to be the person has to be present for the appointment. With Reiki, it's not necessary. Even if you do an in-person Reiki session, it's not necessary to touch the person with your hands. You can just keep your hands above the body, and Reiki still works in that method as well. So it's so I think the chakras are probably, and energy work is probably the two things that are similar with acupuncture.
Now, I found you because you wrote an article about Reiki for runners. How can we
Yes.
benefit from using Reiki?
Well, I decided to focus on runners because I'm a runner myself, and like I notice, like I'm so aware of all the frustrations that runners have with running injuries and mental struggles with running, because running is as much a physical, a mental activity as it is a physical one, I think. So, and I think Reiki can help with those things. Like injuries, I think come from, I think injuries are created from the emotions that we have in our bodies, and that runners, we don't sometimes pay enough attention to our body. We could, if we develop a stronger mind and body connection, and a stronger awareness of what's going on in our bodies, not just pushing our bodies as hard as we can and not giving it any attention. Like I think Reiki can help with this because it stimulates the body's natural healing process, and it balances our energies, and because it works on the four levels, it works on a physical, the emotional, spiritual, and mental levels. So it's a holistic system. So it can help us be balanced in a holistic way. And so I think from runners, like specifically, it could just help running injuries heal faster, prevent them from occurring even, and help runners feel more relaxed while they're running, because I think that's another reason why injuries occur so often, is because our bodies are not relaxed, and when they're tense, they're going to get hurt more easily. So I guess that's why I really think it could help runners prevent those things, and because it's such a mental exercise, I think Reiki could really help runners stay healthier while running.
We live in an environment that is so focused on numbing and ignoring, and like you just mentioned, pushing through, and you have to keep going and you have to push. And I think runners really experience that. How do we train our brains to slow down and really appreciate the impact that Reiki can have on our lives?
Well, I think meditation is really good, and I also talk about that on my website, how important it is to be aware of our thoughts, and how busy our minds are, and how much stress there is in our lives, and this all occupies our mind so much. Being aware of our thinking, the thoughts, like when we're running, for example, we're always telling, or actually not just in running, but also in running, like all day long, we tell ourselves thoughts, and they're not always positive ones. And we're not even aware that we're saying these things to ourselves. So I think like meditating does help with that. It helps us become aware of our thoughts, and I think a lot of us will be surprised when we do become aware of our thoughts, how negative many of them are, and all our thoughts have an effect on our bodies. I think meditating or being mindful would really help us become more aware of the things that we are doing when we're running, the things that we shouldn't be doing, and just be more open to a healthier mind.
What are some injuries that can be connected What are some injuries that can be connected? What is wrong with me? Are you doing a treatment on me right now, Jackie? What is going on? What are some injuries that can be connected to specific emotions?
Well, I think that will be different for every person. I don't think you can actually do like a guideline and say, because you have this emotion, you are, you know, you're generating this problem in your body. I think it's all in an individual thing. And I think they just generally show up in your body when you're probably at a good stage in your life to release them and unfortunately some people look at aches and pains in their body as something negative, and they try to push them down. And I believe that when you do this, you actually make the pain and injury settle more in your body. Rather than if we were had more confidence in the ability of just our body energies moving through our bodies and letting them come and go, then if we felt, oh, my knee is hurting, and not being frightened of that, as because mostly that is our initial response. Oh, I have pain in my knee. Oh, I'm going to get an injury. It's going to develop in something. But if we feel that pain and we're just comfortable in knowing that, oh, it's just an energy flowing through my body and it's just something being released, and if we just relax with it and not create, like just let it flow sort of, and give it space and just let it come and go as it wishes, rather than trying to hold on to it and worry about it, because that keeps it in place, and it often develops into an injury then, rather than, you know, if we had confidence in just feeling sensations in our body and letting them go, I think that would help us a lot.
How do we do that? How do we feel and just let it go like that?
Well, I guess it's just something we have to practice. And it starts with being aware of how you react first. It's all like just not running on autopilot, say, for example. You just try to become more aware of what's going on in your body. And when you feel something, say, oh, okay, that's happening now. And you could send loving energy to something that you feel rather than resisting it. It's a good way to react to something like that. And the more you practice that, the more confidence you would have in the practice that it works. I've been doing that for many years, so I feel quite confident in that. And I haven't had an injury, I haven't had a running injury since I started running, except for the time that I tried to transition to minimal shoes. So I have to say that. But other than that, I haven't had a running injury while I've been running, because I've been practicing body awareness and it works for me. So I feel confident in saying that, yes, you can do that and you won't get injured. But it does have a lot to do with how you react to things coming up in your body, and being aware if your body's not relaxed, and yes, sending positive energy and love to yourself.
Jackie, explain how that works. When we were running and we feel something in our ankle or our knee or our back or whatever, how do we send loving energy to that part? Do we just keep telling that part, I love you, knee, I love you, knee? How does that work?
But you try to feel it as well. It's not just something you're saying. You want to feel this within you. You know, it's not just something artificial, you know. I love you, I love you. Do you know what I mean? It's something you try to feel, like, and that's what it's all about, I think, is it's becoming more, like, can we say intimate with our body and be more I guess, loving towards ourselves and sending love, genuine love to your knee and your ankle.
Okay.
From your heart.
All right. And you mentioned that when something appears on the surface, that means it's ready to come out. What does that mean?
I think it means that it's something that we've been holding in our body because from our emotions, because things that happen to us over the years, we react and we hold things in. And I believe when we're ready to let go of some of these things, that's how they show up. And they can move out of our body very easily, or they can move out more not easily. And I think that choice is ours.
How do we give it space to release?
By not having a negative reaction to it and just sort of letting it be, letting it, it's a mental thing. It's how we feel about it. And if we just let it go, sort of mentally.
Okay. So allowing ourselves to feel it and not trying to push it down. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I can definitely understand that. Just allowing ourselves to feel it. You mentioned that you meditate while running. How does that look?
It's about trying to be present while I'm running, being present in the moment, experiencing, being aware of what I'm experiencing at the moment. Trying not to think about what I'm going to have for dinner. trying not to think about how much more distance I have to run. It's being mindful of what I'm experiencing at the moment. And it could be what I'm feeling, that there's an ache in my body somewhere. And it could be just feeling that and sending some kindness to it.
Jackie, how did you become so in tune with your body?
I think it started, and I wrote about this on my website, actually. It started as over 10 years, about 10 years ago, I think, when I had a lower back problem, and purely by accident, but of course there are no accidents in life, I met one of my neighbors on the street where I was living at the time, and she was a Feldenkrais practitioner. And I've never heard of that before, and I don't know if you have or not. Have you heard of Feldenkrais before?
Only from your website.
Okay. And I went to this lady. I had a really bad back, lower back issue, and I had it for about 15 years at that time. And I went to visit her twice a week for about 4 months, and like the difference in my back was incredible. Like I couldn't, before I went to see her, I couldn't lie on my back, I couldn't lie on my stomach, I couldn't pick up anything. After it was just incredible. But what Feldenkrais does actually, it focuses on body awareness. You make tiny, tiny movements, and you just become aware of all the muscles that exist in your body. And you start to move them again, and that's what happened with my back. I learned all these muscles that were aware from tiny movements, but it helped me really develop an awareness of my body, and then I tried to incorporate it into running, and it made a big difference into my running and the awareness of when I was running. I used to be so sore before I started doing Feldenkrais when I was running, like really, like my muscles were always aching and sore. But after I did, I learned to develop the awareness in my body. I don't stretch anymore after running. I don't seem to get sore after running. So There's definitely something to it.
What's the
You
difference
have
between
your
that and
body.
Reiki? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's completely different. Well, Reiki is an alternative therapy which focuses on healing energy, sending energy to another person to help them heal. Whereas Feldenkrais, you have a teacher who guides you through various positions, and during these exercises, you become, it's actually very mindful. It's a very mindful practice, and you concentrate on making these tiny movements. So, yeah, it is quite different, but it's very effective in developing body awareness. And there's other methods of developing body awareness too, through meditations and stuff. Yoga can be helpful in developing body awareness if you're very mindful while you're doing them.
So why did you choose Reiki over all of the treatments that you could have learned how to administer?
I think because I'm interested in spirituality, very much so, and I'm interested in helping people heal, because when I see people suffering, and I don't think it's necessary, because unfortunately I think we create a lot of our own suffering. So Reiki sort of said, to me Reiki was spiritual healing, so I could focus on spirituality and also in helping other people. So that was the appeal for me.
And since you mentioned spiritual healing, does somebody have to have a spiritual foundation to really have a full understanding of Reiki? Like, can atheists benefit from Reiki?
Absolutely. Yes, you don't have to have any belief. You just have to be open to trying it.
Jackie, this is so fascinating. I mean, the treatment that we had, the conversation I'm having with you, you're so peaceful. It seems like Reiki is just such, it is holistic. It's such a huge part of your life. I'm talking and I'm listening to you, and your voice is so peaceful. Everything seems so Reiki
And you didn't know where Reiki was last week.
it was a wonderful experience that I had, and I really appreciate it. How can people get in contact with you?
Through my website is the best way. I have a page there on Reiki for runners, and there's a, and if they just want to ask questions, that's fine too, because I know it's like people are very skeptical when it comes to Reiki, especially Reiki for distance, because everything we do in our physical world requires something to be done in person, like you say, like acupuncture or Feldenkrais, or like if you want to have a massage or a haircut, it all involves going to someone, and that's what the idea that people are used to, but with Reiki, it's not. It's about energy and healing on a spiritual and an energetic level, and not a physical level. So, the distance. That's why it works, because it works on an energetic level, and you can do it from a distance. And because when you work on energetic levels, of course, they're not limited by distance. The same way your cell phone works, or Wi-Fi works. You can't see it, but you know that the energy is there and it can move, and that's why it can work, because it's just it's energy based. And as you know, you did feel something during your Reiki session.
Yes.
Yes,
I felt it in
so.
my back, my knee. Well, I talk about in the intro. I felt it in my back, my knees, my ankle, and a bit in my stomach. It was really interesting, and I am somebody who is very skeptical, but it was a very interesting treatment.
Yes, everyone is skeptical. I was skeptical myself, even while we were receiving the training, and I just couldn't believe it myself. So I couldn't wait to try it on and someone else. Of course, I'm living in England. My mom was in Canada, so it was a perfectly safe way for me to test out distance Reiki, and it worked. She felt it, and it's just amazing. It is incredible, but you won't know until you try it. But I do offer money back guarantee on my first on your first session if anyone wanted to give it a try. So it's a risk free thing if anyone is curious and would like to see if Reiki has if Reiki can help them.
And this is all over the world that you're doing this.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. So everybody get in contact with Jackie. It was an amazing experience, even for somebody who is a skeptic. It was an amazing experience. I can't really even describe what it was. The only thing I could compare it to was acupuncture, because I've had acupuncture before.
So, yeah.
But it was an amazing experience. Thank you so much for being on the show, Jackie.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to meet you.
Likewise, and have an awesome rest of your day.
You too. Take care.